While most of Congress seems mired in the partisan minutiae of a new administration, at least two members are looking towards the stars. Two Texans, Senator John Cornyn and Representative John Culberson, have introduced a bill for NASA. It would require the agency to develop a specific plan to put an astronaut on Mars. Joining me with more about the Manifest for Human Spaceflight Act is John Culberson of the Texas 7th District. Representative Culberson, good to have you on.
It's good to be with you. Thank you.
Tell us about this bill. I thought that NASA already had a heavy lift program and a long-term goal to get to Mars.
NASA does indeed have a heavy lift rocket. The Space Launch System is meeting all its milestones and doing very well. It'll be initially a 70-ton capability to deep space and then go to 120 and ultimately 130 metric tons to deep space to carry astronauts, the Orion spacecraft in particular, out to deep space. This legislation that Senator Cornyn and I have put together directs NASA to begin with taking astronauts to the vicinity of the moon, to cislunar space, to prove that we can take large structures, the Orion spacecraft, take astronauts to the lunar vicinity, and that they can work in and around large structures in space in the vicinity of the moon as a proving ground for Mars, and then to develop a plan with the National Academy of Sciences to go forward to take human astronauts ultimately to Mars.
So this would be different from the earlier moon missions in the size and weight of what it would be carrying up to that lunar orbit?
Yes, we would. Using the SLS rocket system, we can take very large structures to lunar orbit or to the Lagrange points ahead of or behind the moon. The astronauts would be able to take, for example, we would be able to carry habitation modules for long-duration missions, equivalent to the time it would take the astronauts to get to Mars, to prove the technology, to prove that the astronauts can live and work in these habitations for sustained periods of time, and that we can protect them from cosmic rays and from solar storms. Coronal mass ejections, for example. You know, heaven forbid that the astronauts are out in the vicinity of the moon and there's a massive coronal mass ejection equivalent to the one that happened in 1859. That would be, we have to be able to protect our astronauts from these periodic intense radiation events. And so our legislation is designed to give NASA the direction to ensure that they develop a technologically sound and achievable plan to take astronauts back to the moon and ultimately to Mars.
Now, it would take a long time to get to Mars. Couldn't the space station be used to test the long-term life support aspects?
We already are. In fact, I chair the Appropriations Subcommittee with responsibility for NASA. I'm the chairman of the Commerce, Justice, Science Appropriations Subcommittee, and Senator Cornyn and I are passionate supporters of NASA. I have already directed NASA in my appropriations bill to use the space station as a proving ground for long-duration space flights to Mars. We are already doing that as a part of the day-to-day operations of this International Space Station.
So people would be on the space station for maybe a year and a half or 2 years, as opposed to, I guess it's about 6 months now is the longest.
Yes, we already have had, for example, astronaut Scott Kelly, I believe, was up for almost a year. That was intended to show the effect on, what sort of effects can we expect on astronauts on a mission to Mars. It's using the SLS rocket. We'll get to Mars much more quickly, but it's still a long flight. And we have to prove that we can protect our astronauts from deep space radiation, which has been shown to cause all kinds of problems with their vision. They lose bone mass and can also cause a variety of other problems. But the space station is protected by the Van Allen belts. Once you leave low Earth orbit, the astronauts are exposed to higher levels of radiation. So we really need to get to the vicinity of the moon to actually test our ability to protect astronauts from deep space radiation. Water, for example, is a very good insulator to protect them, astronauts from radiation, either from the sun or from deep space. So we're using this legislation, giving NASA the guidance they need to work with the National Academies of Science to develop a technologically feasible and achievable plan to get American astronauts back to the moon and then on to Mars.
We're speaking with Texas Representative John Culberson. I guess the difference in going to Mars versus being on the space station is we can resupply the space station and rescue people if need be, but you can't do that once they're beyond the moon.
That's exactly right, Tom. We have that's why we want to start with the testing out the technology and proving that we can protect the astronauts in the vicinity of the moon, because the moon's only 3 days away.
And you answered one question I had with respect to the Trump administration. I think the president has said he wants to put people back on the moon in the meantime. And your bill would do that also?
That would be up to NASA and the National Academies of Science, but I do think that's a essential part of proving that we can send humans to Mars and land on the surface. For example, NASA is not yet developing a Mars lander, and we need to develop a 21st century landing vehicle that would allow astronauts to go to the surface of the moon. We certainly need to explore the south pole of the moon. The crater Shackleton has been proven to hold large quantities of water, which would because that crater is in a permanent shadow. And water obviously is a great source of hydrogen fuel, of oxygen, and, of course, of water. So that's one of the first places I think that astronauts need to go visit.
And what about NASA? What have they said to you about this bill?
They're very, supportive of the concept. This bill was written, Senator Cornyn, and I put this legislation together with input and guidance from NASA. We've got support from Senator Ted Cruz, who chairs the Senate Authorizing Committee in charge of NASA. Chairman Lamar Smith in the House supports this concept as well. We're very optimistic the legislation will pass, and then I'll do my part to make sure that NASA has the funding in the appropriations bill to achieve the goals that we set forth in this legislation.
Any Democrats on your side here?
Yes, NASA is one of those things the federal government does is just as universal support from everywhere. It is this is absolutely nonpartisan. This is pure American. NASA is just pure good, and everyone in Congress are enthusiastic supporters of NASA. I can't think of anyone who does not support the goal of preserving American leadership in space exploration. NASA enjoys great support from the public and in Congress.
And while NASA figures out how to sustain people for long trips in space, how does Congress figure out how to sustain NASA for something that will take many, many fiscal years to be able to accomplish?
Well, I'm as the chairman of the subcommittee in charge of NASA funding, I've made certain that NASA received the highest level of funding they've ever had in the history of the agency in my first year as chairman in the 16 appropriations bill, and I intend to continue to take NASA to new heights of funding to ensure that they have the money they need to do all that's on their plate, and above all, to preserve American leadership in space exploration. For too long, NASA has had too little funding and too much on their plate, and those days are coming to an end, and I'm convinced that the Trump administration is also a strong supporter of NASA, and I'm optimistic that we're going to see strong, very, very strong budget recommendations for NASA funding when the Trump administration produces their first budget here in the next month or so.
And do you see this mission as something done in the traditional sense where NASA builds the stuff, industry supplies the parts and the rockets, but it's basically a NASA mission as opposed to NASA subcontracting to commercial entities?
I think the commercial spaceflight industry is a vital role to get to low Earth orbit. I view the commercial space operations in the same way you should be able to get to low Earth orbit using a commercial vehicle just as easily as you can step outside your office building and catch a cab from one of many different companies. That is, I think, where the future lies, getting to low Earth orbit.
And do you have an estimate of when people would actually set foot on Mars? What year?
No estimate yet on when we could set foot on Mars. We're going to first need to demonstrate that we can do this in the vicinity of the moon. That will be much more quickly and more achievable. Space exploration is dangerous business, and it's important that you can prove you can go to first base and live. And once you can prove that, then you go to second base, and then you have to prove you live on second base before you go to third. So we're going to first start with the moon, and then go onward and upward from there. And that's why we put this legislation together. And in the meantime, we're going to be aggressively pursuing the robotics program. I've made sure the planetary science program has record levels of funding, and that we're going to carry out a mission recommended by the Decadal Survey of Planetary Scientists to go to Europa and land on the surface. Europa has 2 to 3 times more salt water than Earth. The scientific community is convinced there's life in that ocean. So while we pursue human spaceflight to the moon and beyond, I'm also ensuring that we are searching for life on other worlds and very likely in those oceans of Europa. So that Europa mission is one that's just over the horizon in the very near future as well.
Exciting stuff. Congressman John Culberson represents the 7th District of Texas. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
We'll post more information about the Mars bill and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.